WildTalkRadio.com.
I have one question for everybody here tonight. Who wants to walk with Elias? Yeah.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Because when the hounds come down to this ring, you got two choices. You get out of our yard, or we beat your ass.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
I am talent. I am fame. I am music. I am the air you breathe. I am everything.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
Interesting that their song is called Battle Scars. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Raw Post Show. Back live here on the Wild Talk Radio Network after our 1 week hiatus for the holiday. I am Sir Rockin, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
Wait, that's the B-Team theme?
Yeah.
That is entirely too serious for those two idiots.
This show
is... I love them, but they're... No, that is way too serious.
We are presented by Gerwick.net and MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. That is their song.
Battle Scars. It doesn't match their shirt at all. Like, their shirt, which I have, by the way, you can get their shirt at WWEshop.com. It's very cute in person.
If you want to see a picture of it, it is on her Twitter.
Instagram, Twitter, not on my Facebook. If you're on my Facebook, please don't find me on Facebook, because I probably won't.
It is on her Twitter, at Lynn's Ward, LinsWard. That was the only thing I was trying to plug. That's the only thing you should go to.
I'm awkward tonight. I'm so awkward tonight.
So, Matt Hardy took on Bo Dallas. Go.
It makes me really, really sad that this was not Bo Dallas versus Bray Wyatt. And the reason for this is because Bo and Curtis came out as Bo Wyatt and Broken Axel.
Not their official names.
Not their official names, just what I'm affectionately calling them. And so they came out in the Matt Hardy, Bray Wyatt get-ups.
After they did a promo,
I feel like there was a huge missed opportunity here, but that's okay, where... In the promo with Curtis and Bo, that Curtis is putting on the wig and he's getting into character, and Bo comes up into the frame and kind of rises up into the frame. And it's like, oh, that would have been a perfect opportunity to have Bray show up. But that's okay. That's fine. They had to be Bo and Curtis, and they cut the promo. And then they came out in the get-ups, which I really wish had happened like 2 weeks ago. And then Bray was not there last week for not Fortnite reasons. And so...
Thanks, Brent.
Thanks, Brent. You jerk. Thankfully, he's gonna be okay. But anyway, So they came out this week in the get-ups, and you had Bo still wearing the Bray Wyatt get-up, fighting Matt Hardy. And you just could see it. You could tell that it's like, you knew Bray and Matt were, like, laughing their asses off backstage, because Bo and Curtis did the whole entrance. More or less, where they did it. We even got Bray's twirl with the lantern. Notice Bo got to keep the lantern, and the twirl didn't get stolen from him like certain other people. Matt Hardy. So, yeah. So, and then they cut a promo in the ring, and you know they were dying laughing backstage. But, yeah. So, Bo Dallas quickly got stripped of the fake beard and the hat, but the apron magically stayed on for some reason throughout this entire match. And they pissed Bray and Matt off that Bray and Matt didn't even do the entrance. They just teleported.
So the match was Matt Hardy beating the crap out of Bo Dallas. Bo Dallas finding out a way to win with a draping neckbreaker. And Bo and Curtis continue to win. The winning streak continues afterwards. Wyatt Screech happened. And then the Wyatts and Matt Hardy beat down Bo and Curtis. And we were waiting for Bo and Bray to touch. And Bo and Bray did not touch.
I'm getting really, really, really tired of WWE teasing me with Bo and Bray. Like, it's to the point that it's really not okay anymore. I mean, I don't think they understand how much I want this to happen. I mean, I just need those two to smack each other around for like 10 minutes. That's it. That's all I want is just Bo Dallas and Bray Wyatt. Bo doesn't even have to be wearing the Wyatt getup, although that would be hilarious if he did. Just like 10 minutes of those two in the ring smacking each other around, just because it would be highly entertaining to see two totally not related people, wink wink, fighting each other. And if anybody objects, they could, I don't know, turn off the TV for like that 10 minutes and then actually probably 15 replays and such. So that could be a thing. That could happen. That's all I'm saying. That could.
The intern says there's time to still finish the job on Bray Wyatt before Sunday.
Don't you touch him before Sunday!
Other things that had happened on this show, after 3 weeks of build-up, Mojo Rawley beat No Way Jose. No one gave a crap. Let's be real. The fashion file himself, Tyler Breeze, was trying to give some fashion fights to the Riot Squad, minus Ruby Riot, thanks to Brent.
Yeah, there was a lot of awkward pairings tonight because, well, certain people are injured.
Breeze was alone because of Brent.
Poor Tyler.
His shirt got ripped up because, you know, they didn't like it. Ember Moon beat Liv Morgan in this matchup. It was a little fine matchup.
Yeah, it was there.
Finn Balor and Bobby Roode took on Elias and Baron Corbin. The matchup went a long time. Elias and Baron Corbin get the victory. Maybe we'll do Elias and Bobby on the pre-show. Maybe. Possibly. Could be a thing. Who knows? But it did set up further along Baron and Finn for their match on Sunday. Solid stuff there.
Yeah. I mean, very solid stuff. Solid go home.
Along the way throughout the show, we had some backstage meetings with Sasha and Bayley where they were seeing a new therapist, and all it was them arguing. There was no comedy. There was no nothing. Where the hell was Dr. Shelby, who brought this black woman into our life? We don't need her. We need Dr. Shelby.
She was fine. She was a good therapist.
She really didn't do anything. She just sat there and they argued. They really, like, they dropped the ball with these things. And I know they're trying to stall them out and trying to, you know, they didn't, like, last week's comedy was really good. This week was just, they had nothing and they were just stalling.
I think Dr. Shelby had to go to his happy place for a while and he'll be back.
Hopefully. So that's going to continue. And people are like, people are surprised. They're not fighting at Extreme Rules. No, they're going to do SummerSlam back where it all began. In Brooklyn. Also on this television program, Alexa Bliss and Mickie James took on Nia Jax and Natalya, which saw Nia Jax and Natty pick up the win. They made Nia look strong, a powerhouse. The crowd actually got behind her, so they believe she's a babyface, even though four weeks before that, she wasn't.
That didn't happen.
And also, she was talking backstage with Charlie, and she brought up how, you know, Bliss was trying to break her down. She tried to break me, but I can break her, yada, yada, yada. We're supposed to forget all the bullying stuff that Nia's been saying on Twitter. We're just supposed to forget that. Just saying. We're just supposed to forget it. Talk more about it on Thursday on the Rack. We'll preview the show. Kevin Owens showed up for work. But he had a doctor's note. He cannot compete because of what happened last week and the messy situation he got into.
Did they clean him off with a fire hose?
They may have had to clean him off with a fire hose. As last week on Raw, he was thrown off the stage in a porta potty.
Which is disgusting.
Very disgusting. So he said he was staying in the one place he would be safe the entire night, and that's with Kurt Angle. So throughout the night, they were together, and it was made official later at night when Braun Strowman was called into the office that on Sunday, it will be a steel cage matchup between Kevin Owens and Braun Strowman.
Not a good deal for Kevin Owens.
No, it was not a good deal for him. We had some back and forth with Seth Rollins and Dolph Ziggler. Ziggler cut a hell of a promo. Seth Rollins had jokes in throughout his promo, which basically was the point of Seth Rollins' promo was to get under the skin of Drew McIntyre, which he did. And that led to some sheep jokes and Drew cuddling up with sheep and weird awkwardness there. But it turned into a main event match, which was really, really good between Drew McIntyre and Seth Rollins. It was a hell of a main event.
It was a really good main event. I mean, very enjoyable. I liked how they did the setup for it. The sheep jokes probably could have done without, but that's okay. I thought it was fine.
Yeah, the match was good. The stipulation was added throughout the night that if McIntyre lost, he would be banned from ringside. But McIntyre got the win, so he will be at ringside during the 30-minute Iron Man match on Sunday for the Intercontinental Championship.
Yay.
But Monday Night Raw opened with a house of fire. We had this long video package promoting Bobby Lashley and Roman Reigns and all their heated feud that's been going on. And then Roman was walking backstage, and he was interrupted by Bobby Lashley, who said, "What are you going to do? What are you doing?" And he basically said, Lashley told Reigns, "Call me out." So Roman Reigns comes to the ring. He had things he could say, but Bobby Lashley said to call him out, so he's calling him out. Bobby Lashley took his sweet-ass time to get to the ring. He stared down Roman Reigns, and then they brawled. Kurt Angle was telling him, "Don't do it, don't do it." Well, they did it. So they started brawling, they started punching, and they started kicking. And then the entire half of the locker room came out trying to break him apart, and they kept trying to break him apart, one after another. Shot after shot, they all tried to go after each other, but the wrestlers started to pull him apart. There was one hell of a shot where Lashley just mauled over Roman on the outside. Like, mm-hmm. He mauled over him, and just started pounding on him with right hands. Which was really nice. But Roman Reigns would get thrown back into the ring. Lashley was being pulled away. Roman Reigns recovered and did his big giant leap over the top rope onto the entire locker room. He was moving away, and then they started to brawl again, and they were finally pulled apart. Fun little opening. I feel like, and this is just me, I don't know if you agree or not, they go to that well a little too often right now with the pull aparts. When they're trying to put real heat on an angle.
Yeah, I mean, it's something, it's like the last ditch. Nothing else is working. Okay, let's do the pull-apart brawl. Like, it kind of worked a little bit. It had its high spots, but it just felt a little weak. Like, one thing that really makes the pull-apart brawls really good is when you have that just animosity and anger and just all of, really almost rage. You know, not Alex Riley rage, actual rage, there. And, I mean, it worked. I mean, the prime example of it working is The Undertaker and Brock, where they went in the ring, they went backstage, they went all over that building, and you had to pull them apart multiple times, and they've tried to, like, almost duplicate that pretty much exactly. Like, you can look at it and you can see that that's what they're trying to recapture, is that moment every time they do it. And it gets less and less and less every time. And I feel like the stuff with Lashley and Roman, it lacked a little bit of a spark. Like, there were some, like I said, there were the high points where Lashley mauled over Roman. Roman did the leap over the top rope, which was pretty cool. You had to have one set of guys from the locker room come out, pull them apart. They got free. The rest of the locker room more or less came out to pull them apart. I feel like if you're going to do that, if you're going to do the pull apart brawl, have them not, don't let it end at ringside.
No, get someone out of the building.
Yeah. Have it end when somebody is physically escorted from the premises, whether it's Roman, whether it's Bobby, whether it's both. Have it end in the parking lot, and you have Kurt Angle walk out, and he's so pissed off, and he's like, "Get out. One of you stay here, the other one go."
Not even that. You physically force someone in a car and drive them away.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, that's what that needs, is it? You know, it's like going back to it and, you know, just having it in a ringside, and that's it, and that's it for the rest of the night. It's like, if you're going to do that, then follow it up with someone being put in a car.
Right.
That's how you do that, where it's Kurt Angle is walking someone to a car, and it's like, no, you do not come back. You go back to your hotel, and you cool off, and I'm sending someone with you to help to ensure that you do not come back. Because if you do, there's X consequence, whatever it is, whether it's a suspension, whether it's a fine, whether it's a loss of title shots for the rest of your life, you know, whatever.
Roman, go to your corner. No, and here's the thing with that. They did two very calm promos later tonight, but both guys. Like, you guys were full of rage trying to kill each other, and then you're just wandering backstage, calm promos. It's like, no, one of you's got to be out of the building. Be done. But, you know.
Is what it is, but what it was fine for what it was. I mean, it's just, it's like in terms of a story, it should just, to me, it's like for the story that they're telling, just it should have been, there should have been more oomph to it for me, and it just wasn't there.
So that was Monday Night Raw, better show than last week.
Better show than last week, although we really can't judge that because we kind of didn't watch last week.
It was a repeat of the week before. Basically.
We did amazing things in Fortnite.
Yes, we did. Anyway, that's been the Raw Post Show Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network Thursday night. It's the Rock.
That's right. Tune in. We are back live. If you missed it last week, we did a review of the UK specials. So you want to check that out if you didn't, you know, download it, listen, which why didn't you? Because it's a fun little thing that we did. But anyway, yes, we're back live. We are going to be talking Extreme Rules, where we're going to be previewing the show for you. We'll have news, notes, NXT, SmackDown, Tweet of the Week, all your favorites. It's The Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, on WildTalkRadio.com.
It's going to be a huge Blame Brent segment.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. He's been busy.
Rock Radio Show, Facebook, Twitter, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play. Saturday Night Midnight is CB Radio. CB Live on Facebook, Twitter, and .com. Hashtag Blame Rob when a celebrity dies. Sunday night, right after Extreme Rules, TJ Omega, Tim Stein, and Heartbreak Mike will be live on Wrestle Talk Radio, covering the pay-per-view. Monday night, we'll be back for the Raw Post 11:10 p.m. Eastern. Check out the Rock Extra Reviews. Total Bella Season 3, Episode 7 will be available on Wednesday. Make sure you follow and subscribe to our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/WTRLive. When you know we'll go live with Fortnite content, probably a lot of it this week. We got Playground ending, and then Season 5 starting. So there's going to be a lot of content. Make sure you follow and subscribe to that channel. So you can hear the Fortnite content and all of our live programming. It's at Wild Talk Radio and Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at Lynn's Ward, LENSWRD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/Lynn's Ward, same as the Twitters.
Gerwork.net and MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. This has been the Raw Post Show, streaming live across the airwaves on Wild Talk Radio Network. Right here at WildTalkRadio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.